In California, if a person is convicted of first-degree murder, the typical sentence is 25 years to life with the possibility of parole. However, if the same person is convicted of murder with a special circumstance, such as felony murder, the possibility of parole is off the table. That means some accomplices to murder who didn't commit the murder are dealt even worse sentences. Democratic California State Senator Dave Cortese recently announced legislation which could change that.
Sentencing someone to die in prison, whether by death penalty or by life without the possibility of parole, is virtually unheard of in much of the world. California not only regularly imposes these sentences, but requires judges, and I want to emphasize that, requires judges to impose life without the possibility of parole. SB 300 will address this injustice by allowing for a sentence other than the death penalty or life in prison without parole for a person convicted of murder with special circumstances who did not themselves commit murder and did not intend for anyone to die.
Cortese says if his bill, SB 300, is approved, it would immediately impact hundreds of people currently serving life sentences without the possibility of parole because the rule change would allow many to request resentencing. Tammy Cooper Garvin of the California Coalition for Women Prisoners is a survivor of human trafficking and domestic abuse who was charged as an unwilling accomplice to murder 3 decades ago. She says her abuser forced her to help him rob one of her clients. She had no idea he would kill her client in the process. California Governor Jerry Brown commuted her sentence in 2018. If it weren't for that, Cooper Garvin says she would still be in prison.
I wasn't supposed to be here at all in the world today. I was supposed to die in prison, die in a casket, and never come back out to the world. There's a lot of women and men and young teenagers who were in the same boat that I was in at one time.
Cooper Garvin, a Black woman, and other supporters of SB 300 say the law would positively impact California's Black and Brown prisoners who make up 2/3 of those sentenced to life in prison without the possibility of parole. Christina Mendoza, another supporter of the bill, is a member of Families United to End Life Without Parole. Her husband, a father of 2, was just 19 years old when he decided to help his friend steal back some items that were stolen from his friend by acting as a decoy.
District attorneys hold all the power in sentencing people. Judges have no discretion over the charges currently under the felony murder law. If people are going to be sentenced to death by incarceration or lethal injection, district attorneys should have to prove the people they are sentencing are unredeemable and a risk for public safety. It is proven the mind is not fully developed until the age of 25. Yet youth are being told they are not redeemable without any intentional findings to prove otherwise.
There are currently over 5,100 people serving life in prison without the possibility of parole. Over half were under the age of 25 at the time of the offense. Supporters say SB 300 restores judicial discretion in the felony murder sentencing process. It builds on a previous bill introduced by Democratic State Senator Nancy Skinner and signed into law in 2018, SB 1437, which reformed the felony murder statute and made it harder for accomplices to be convicted of felony murder. I'm Chris Lee, reporting for KPFA.